a heart attack. A celebration of life and visitation will be held on Monday, May 13th at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. For Ruth Ann Bristol, 80 of Richland Center.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A disaster declaration in Texas. Rivers at a flood stage. More severe weather to come, including twisters.
Highest tornado risk exists for Midland, San Angelo, down to Fort Stockton, and we could see very large hail and damaging winds along with these storms.
ABC's meteorologist Samara Theodore in Conroe, Texas, about 40 minutes north of Houston. A delegation from Hamas in Cairo today, with Egyptian media reporting progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel. A stunning federal indictment of Representative Henry Cuellar and his wife Imelda from Texas. The Department of Justice alleges that the couple accepted $600,000 in bribes, charges that could land them in prison for decades if they're convicted. Emotional testimony at Times Friday in the criminal hush money trial of former President Trump. Trump's longtime advisor becoming teary-eyed, Hope Hicks, as she discussed what she believed were efforts to help the Trump campaign by paying to keep allegations of an alleged affair between Trump and a porn star quiet. This is ABC News. All social media companies will soon be required in Tennessee to get parental permission for those under 18 years old to use their platforms. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Governor Bill Lee signed the bill Friday, passed by the Tennessee General Assembly. The measure requires social media companies like Meta, X, Snapchat, and more to verify the age of anyone who attempts to become an account holder and prohibit minors from signing up for the social media account unless they have written permission of the person's parent.
Seven people were taken to the hospital Friday with symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning in Wilmington, Delaware. It happened at the Price's Corner Shopping Center around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Authorities say a construction worker was using a gas-powered saw inside of a store that was undergoing renovations. And work crews in Norwalk, Connecticut are working to demolish a heavily damaged bridge, aiming to reopen I-95 by Monday. The overpass badly damaged when a tanker truck hauling gasoline crashed, burst into flames. The hope I-95 in both directions will be open for the commute on Monday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Do you need a ride to the annual Morel Mushroom Festival? Contact our proud sponsor, Thunder Showers, for the transportation within our area. The safe ride will be available on Friday evening and Saturday, starting at noon. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you, Wisconsin Distributors, for supporting the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. We'll try to get your outdoor activities in this morning because some rain appears to be on the way by early this afternoon, with a large front extending from northern Minnesota down to Kansas with showers along it. We're not expecting severe weather here today, but a few claps of thunder are possible. Rain amounts could be at least a few tenths of an inch in spots. Otherwise, high pressure working in will bring us plenty of sunshine tomorrow into Monday. Should be some great weather with seasonably mild temperatures. Behind that, we'll see the next system move in by Tuesday, producing some showers and thunderstorms. That chance of scattered rain will continue into Wednesday and Thursday, although gradually getting lighter as a system pulls out. Temperatures will cool down a little bit too, heading toward the end of this upcoming week. That forecast for today, mostly cloudy with some showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. High temperature about 71. South to southwest wind at 7 to 13. Tonight clearing off and cool, low at 42. Tomorrow's looking like a fantastic day with mostly sunny skies, high near 70, northwest wind between 5 and 10. Heading into Monday, sunny or partly cloudy and breezy, low 44, high 73. Tuesday, breezy with a few off and on showers and thunderstorms likely. Lows in the mid-50s, high in the low 70s. Heading into Wednesday, mixed skies, still a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low near 50, high of 72. Thursday cooler with light showers possible, high about 64. Right now Friday is looking dry and partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. So again, to recap for today, mostly cloudy, temperatures topping out around 71, with some scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. You have a great day out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
We have currently moved up to 48 degrees following our morning low of 44, and our high yesterday was 73. We're under mostly cloudy skies as well. The record high, it was very warm back in 1952, 89. The record low in 1966, 23. 1 year ago, 77 was the high, 38 the low. Our sun will set today at 8:06, sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:50. The barometric pressure is at 29.93. The air is calm and no precipitation to report today. None from yesterday as well. Again, our high yesterday was 73, our morning low 44. Under mostly cloudy skies, we have since moved up to 48 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, sponsored today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration, to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. During the sports report, we'll have a look back at high school baseball and softball last night. Some exciting games in the area. Phil Nee will tell us about extra innings. We'll chat about Wyatt Hilby's grand slam. It was a walk-off job last night. We'll have details on that, as well as the Brewers picking up a win. And Michael Hernan stops by with a preview of sports going on in the area today.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. In baseball action last night, it was an extra inning affair, and it was our featured broadcast on WRCO. Phil Nee was there.
Dodgeville won a wild game 10-9 in high school baseball from the Southwest Conference over River Valley in a game played at Centennial Park in Dodgeville. It was going River Valley's way as they built an 8-0 lead after the 3.5 innings that were played, but Dodgeville scored 5 times in the fourth. River Valley would add a run in the 7th inning. At the time, it seemed like that was insurance, and leading 9-5. But Dodgeville scored 4 times in the bottom of the 7th on just 1 hit to tie the game. The game went extras, and Dodgeville scored the winning run in the 8th inning on an error to win it by a score of 10-9. They made a winner out of Caden Holtzman, who came on in relief. Joey Honorbaum started the game for Dodgeville, and Aiden Murphy pitched the middle innings. For River Valley, Quincy Blakely started the game. Keegan Heiser worked the 6th and 7th, and Clyde Samples pitched the 8th. The Blackhawks with that big lead that was built up by some good hitting, including a 2-RBI double by Abbott Milanowski, an RBI for Caden Plumley, and Chase Gilbertson singled and scored in the 2nd inning. Dodgeville's comeback was led by Noah Pitts, who got the Dodgers on the board with a solo home run in the 4th inning. Also, a couple of key RBIs in the 7th inning, one of those from Nathan Johnson. The winning run scored from Aiden Murphy in the 8th inning. After walking, going to second on a balk, and scoring on an error, Dodgeville picked up the win and improved to 7-8. They are 6-2 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. For River Valley, they fall to 6-7, and they are 5-3 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Once again, the final, 10 runs and 10 hits for Dodgeville, 6 errors. River Valley, 9 runs, 9 hits, 6 errors on the night. The game went 8 innings, and Dodgeville was a winner, 10-9. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. The Riverdale Chieftains held on to defeat Boscobel by a score of 6-3 on Friday night in baseball. Chase Chitwood picked up the win. He went 5 strong innings, gave up just 1 hit, and struck out 11. Andre Tainter and Carson Kenyon would pitch the final 2 innings to nail down the victory. Andre Tainter, Emmett Drone, Logan Cagle, and Wyatt Storms all drove in runs on the night. The Chieftains are now 6-2 in conference, 8-5 overall, with the 6-3 win over Boscobel on Friday night. Other baseball finals, it was Lancaster over Richland Center 6-5. It was the Ithaca Bulldogs hosting the Brookwood Falcons in non-conference baseball action last night. Heading to the bottom of the 7th inning, the unbeaten home team, Ithaca Bulldogs, trailed Brookwood 7-6. 2 outs in their final inning, and they loaded the bases. Wyatt Hilby stepped to the plate, and he hit a long, long left field grand slam home run. That gave the Ithaca Bulldogs the come-from-behind non-conference win, 10-7 over Brookwood. Viroqua blanked Luther 4-0. Potosi Cassville over Argyle Blackhawk 5-0. Barneveld 5, River Ridge 1, and Watoma over Wisconsin Dells 7-4. In softball action, the hosting Ithaca Bulldogs picked up a 9-2 win over Brookwood last night. Brookwood scored the first two runs of the game in the first inning, and then winning pitcher Olivia Young scattered five hits after, and the Bulldogs held on 9-2. Holly King went 2-for-4 with a couple of runs knocked in. Olivia Young, 1-for-2. Josie Lau and Kaylee Newkirk, along with Kaylee Manning, all went 1-for-3. The Kayleys, both Newkirk and Manning, each had two RBIs in that victory. Also, Boscobel over Fenimore by a final of 5-4. And DeSoto, they downed North Crawford 10-9. We have a lot of high school sports action to tell you about coming up today with a report. Here's WRCO's Michael Hernan.
Today is a big day in high school sports as there is a lot of action during the day. Starting off the day in track and field is the Ginger Mori Invitational hosted by Riverdale. Teams that are participating in the meet are Riverdale themselves, Cuba City, Fenimore, Wanawak Center, Cassville, DeSoto, Argyle, Ithaca, Kickapoo, North Crawford, Richland Center, New Lisbon, Seneca, and Wazika Steuben. The meet will start at 10 o'clock a.m. In area baseball action, today's games are Boscobel at Hillsboro, Royal against Mauston at the Woodside Sports Complex in Mauston, Mondovi against Royal in Mauston, Eleva Strum against Viroqua in Baldwin, and Baldwin-Woodville against Viroqua in Baldwin. In area softball action, Riverdale will be hosting a tournament that will have four teams. The teams are Riverdale themselves, Wanawak Center, Pacatonica, and Nakusa. The first games of the tournament will be Wanawak Center against Riverdale and Nakusa against Pacatonica. The games will start at 9 o'clock a.m. Afterwards, the winners of the games will play each other and the losers will play each other. In other softball action, Ithaca will travel to Seneca. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. William Contreras hit an RBI single during Milwaukee's three-run eighth inning, and the Brewers won their first game against former manager Craig Counsell by beating the Chicago Cubs 3-1 in the Windy City yesterday. Chicago's Hayden Wesneski pitched scoreless ball into the seventh, and Christopher Morel homered for the third time in five games, but the Brewers used a late rally to open a weekend series against the NL Central's top teams on a winning note. The Brewers came out on top with manager Pat Murphy serving the second of a two-game suspension for his role in a brawl with Tampa Bay on Tuesday. The Brewers maintain first-place position in the Central. They pick up a win 3-1. Same two teams will battle today from Chicago on our sister station on WRCO AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Other interleague finals, Baltimore shut out Cincinnati 3-0. Washington a 9-3 win against Toronto. Tampa Bay down the Mets 10-8. It was St. Louis 3, the Chi Sox 0, and Oakland a 3-1 win over Miami. American League Finals, the Yankees doubling up on Detroit 2-1. The Angels blanked the Guardians 6-0. Kansas City 7, Texas 1. Minnesota a 5-2 win against Boston. Houston 5, Seattle 3. National League Finals, Colorado 3-2 over Pittsburgh. It was Philadelphia a 4-3 win over San Fran. San Diego over Arizona 7-1. And the Dodgers 4, Atlanta 3. Luka Doncic had 28 points and 13 assists. Kyrie Irving scored 28 of his 30 points in the second half surge, and the Dallas Mavericks advanced to the second round of the playoffs with a 114-101 win over the Los Angeles Clippers. Doncic pushed through another rough shooting night with his ailing right ankle to do what the Slovenian superstar couldn't 3 years earlier, close out the Clippers and Dallas in Game 6 of a first-round series. The fifth-seeded Mavericks beat the Clippers for the first time in three West-round tries over the past five seasons. Now Dallas will play top-seeded Oklahoma City in the Western Conference semis. Paul George had 18 points and 11 rebounds as the Clippers lost in the first round for the second consecutive season. Paolo Banchero scored 10 of his 27 in the fourth, helping the Orlando Magic hold off the Cleveland Cavaliers 103-96 and force a decisive Game 7 in their first round playoff series in the NBA. 3 nights after scoring 39 points in a one-point road loss that left the Magic on the brink of elimination, the 21-year-old Banchero put his team on his back down the stretch and carried them for their biggest win in more than a decade. Franz Wagner had 26 points, and Jalen Suggs made 6 three-pointers and finished with 22 points for the Magic. Mitchell was magnificent for Cleveland, scoring 50 points, including 18 of his team's fourth-quarter points. Game 7 is tomorrow in Cleveland. Noah Hanifin broke a scoreless tie at 9:54 of the third period. Aiden Hill stopped 23 shots, and the defending champion Vegas Golden Knights kept alive their season by beating the Dallas Stars 2-0 on Friday night to force a Game 7 in their playoff series. The deciding game in the first round series is tomorrow in Dallas. Mark Stone also scored on an empty netter from near his own goal. This was a classic goalie duel, with Hill getting his first shutout since having 2 in 3 games early in November. On the other side, Jake Ottinger made 28 saves. Pia Suter scored with 1:39 left, and the Vancouver Canucks advanced to the second round of their playoff run with a 1-0 win over the Nashville Predators last night in Game 6. Nashville had a final chance to force overtime with a power play with 33.9 seconds left after Elias Lindholm was called for cross-checking Gustav Nyquist. But the Predators couldn't beat rookie goalie Artur Siljans, as Siljans made 28 saves and became the 14th rookie goalie in history of the NHL to finish off a series with a shutout and just the 5th in 30 years. Vancouver will now play Edmonton. The Oilers, they defeated their Canucks round playoff with a come-from-behind win in the Pacific Division. They beat the Kings in the first round. And the Los Angeles Lakers have fired coach Darvin Ham after just 2 seasons in charge. The Lakers announced on social media they were dismissing Ham 4 days after their season ended in a first-round playoff loss to Denver in 5 games. Ham led Los Angeles to a Western Conference final appearance less than a year ago in his first season as an NBA head man. Ham presided over a disappointing year for the Lakers. They went 47-35 in the regular season and won the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament. General Manager Rob Pelinka says the move, quote, is the best course of action following a full review of the season. And finally today, Aaron Rodgers is on track to be back on the field for the New York Jets without any restrictions in just a few weeks. Headman Robert Saleh said Friday after the team's first day of rookie minicamp practices that Rodgers has looked good as he continues to work his way back months after tearing his left Achilles tendon in his debut. The Jets begin organized team activities called Phase 3 of offseason workouts on May 20th when they can hold non-contact 11-on-11 drills during practice, and Rodgers, if in attendance for the voluntary sessions, should be able to participate fully. That's a look at sports on WRCO. Reporting, I'm Adam Hess.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
and wake up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
And the weekend wake up includes Prime Uber coming your way in about 6 minutes at 8:30. Your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. And a quick reminder as well, the junior sheep producers will have a brat stand this morning at the Richland Locker. Great day to get out and get a brat. You might as well head to the locker and help support the sheep producers.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin. Twin Spin on WRCO-FM.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. If I'll miss her kisses, I guess I will every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll find another, I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl. I like it, but I guess things happen that way.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Spring is here, and Colloy Contracting is looking to take care of the unwanted brush on your property. Jake has the equipment, the experience, and the expertise to get your property back into tip-top shape. Colloy Contracting will bring in the heavy-hitting brush cutter to remove the invasive brush and spray those areas to ensure that your property will stay free and clear for years to come. Call Jake today at 608-604-6396. And remember, there is no job too big and no brush too tall. Colloy Contracting. 604-6396.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Prime Mover is for individuals only with items to buy, sell, or trade. Please limit calls to buy, sell, or trade. Prime Mover is not intended for advertising services for hire and is not intended for rent listings. Prime Mover is not for businesses, including home businesses or individuals who regularly buy and resell items. Callers may advertise up to 3 items and may give 1 telephone number only. Callers may call only once during the show each week. We also remind you that advertisements for firearms, ammunition, and weapons are not allowed. We'll take your calls at 647-4155 in just a moment. Prime Mover is sponsored by The Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Killoy Contracting, Clark Power Sport, J&J Recycling and Salvage, Sleepy Hollow Buick, and All-American Do-It Center.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Good morning and welcome to WRCO-FM and WRCO.com for Prime Mover. My name is Adam Hess. Our phone line is open at 608-647-4155 with your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. We go until 10 o'clock each and every Saturday. Later on, we'll take a look at your weekend forecast, plus we'll have a Prime Mover sports report, all that and more between now and 10 o'clock. Let's get to the phone lines and welcome caller number 1. Good morning and thank you for joining us.
Yes, good morning. I have a Simplicity Riding Mower Prestige 50-inch deck, good running condition. I'm asking $1,300 or best offer. I also have a Simplicity Rider Broadmower, very good shape, has a 30-inch deck. I'm asking $750. I'm from Fenimore. My phone number is 608-739-2310. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Caller number one this morning has a couple of riding lawnmowers getting you ready for the mowing season. They have two Simplicities, a Prestige, a 50-inch, and a Broadmower. That's a 30-inch. And they're in Fenimore, 739-2310. Good morning, caller number two. You're up next. I'm Prime Mover.
Yes, I'm just looking for some T-posts to build a fence. And if anybody knows anybody that knows how to do windowsills, give me a call, 608-475-6422. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate the call, and you have a good weekend. Caller number two is looking to purchase some T-posts. They want to build a fence, and anyone who knows how to do windowsills, give them a call at 475-6422. Thanks for joining us, caller number three. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. I have 67 Dr. Seuss books. Some are old, some are new, along with 10 Dr. Seuss stuffed animal characters to sell. And then I have a baby double stroller and two activity bouncers and more baby furniture. If anyone's interested, you can call 608-485-3390. The books would be good for like a daycare or homeschooling.
Okay.
And you all have a blessed day.
You as well. We appreciate the call. Some Dr. Seuss books. Some are old. Some are new. Some are borrowed. Some are... No, I was going to try to do a Dr. Seuss rhyme there. They have 67 of them, plus some Dr. Seuss character stuffed animals. And they have a double baby stroller and other baby items as well at 485-3390. Number four, good morning. This is Prime Mover. You're now on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale four cattle panels. They're 16 foot long and 5.5 foot high. And also I have a lawn ornament. It's a cultivator. It's a two horse, one row cultivator with wooden handles and on wheels. And they can call 608-647-4868.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, we got her. You have a good weekend, and thank you for calling. Caller number four has four 16-by-5.5-foot cattle panels. They also have some lawn art for you. It's a two-horse, one-row cultivator with wooden handles. 647-4868 is the number. You are number five. Welcome to WRCO's Prime Mover. Good morning.
Yes, I'm in the market for a miniature goat or a dwarf. And the phone number is 608-475-9898.
Hey, we appreciate the call. You have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Number five is looking for a miniature or dwarf goat this morning. The phone number is 475-9898. Number six, good morning. This is Prime Mover. How can we help you?
Good morning. I wanted to let you know that I'm having a rummage sale this morning at 415 East 11th Street. And I have a Shark rotary vacuum cleaner. I have a Black & Decker leaf blower. And I have a Yeti cooler and lots of other stuff. If they want to call on anything, my number is 608-604-1055.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for the call.
You bet, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. A rummage sale at 415 East 11th today. They have a Shark rotary vacuum, Black & Decker leaf blower, a Yeti cooler, and more. You can always call for more information, 604-1055. Number seven, thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I still have that 6x6 chat. I've had a lot of callers, not very many lookers, so it's
an insulated shed, built real well, completely finished off on the inside. The number to call is 608-434-4579. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the call. Have a good weekend. That is caller number 7. They are selling a 6x6 insulated shed today. Lots of calls, no lookers. They're going to make you a deal today if you're interested. That phone number is 434-4579. Don't forget, if you're out and about today and you're looking, maybe hitting rummage sales, and you're a little hungry, well, the Junior Sheep Producers will be hosting a brat stand. That's at the Richland Locker this morning. Caller number 8, thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning. I have for sale a set of 4 used tires. They're Nexen, and the size is 235/60 R18. And then I have for sale 2 4-season courtyard stadium seats. They have the back supports and all. 1 blue and 1 red. The number to call is 608-647-2926.
Sounds great. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend. Number 8 would like to sell a set of Nexon brand tires. They have 4 of them. 235/60 R18 is the size. Also, 2 4-season courtyard stadium seats. You can get all the details, 647-2926. Number 9, welcome to Prime Uber. Good morning. You're now on the air.
Good morning. I'm looking for a Singer featherweight sewing machine with the cabinet that goes over top. The featherweights are the smaller Singer sewing machines, and you can call me at 608-604-4287.
We appreciate the call. Have a good Saturday.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Number 9 is looking to purchase a Singer featherweight sewing machine with the cabinet that goes over top of it. And the phone number is 604-4287 for caller 9. We're moving into the double-digit caller mark with number 10. Thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I have a KitchenAid that's brand new. I'll take $200 for it. Was $300. And I have a countertop that's 99 inches long. It don't have no back splats on it.
Okay.
And I'll take 70 best offer on that. And then I have a DeWalt chop saw, hardly used, and I'll take 170 for that, or maybe a best offer. And my telephone number is 739-2157.
Thank you for your call. You have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Number 10 has a KitchenAid mixer, $200 on that. They have a countertop, which is 79 inches long, and then a slightly used DeWalt chop saw for $170 or best offer. 739-2157 is the number. You are number 11. Thank you for joining us on Prime Mover. Good morning.
Good morning. It's out of season, but I've got a one-man tree stand for sale. I'm going to quit hunting this year, so I want to sell a one-man tree stand. It's set up, so you can see how sturdy it is. Number's 608-383-1105 in Richland Center.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, and have a great weekend. Caller 11 has a one-man tree stand. They are no longer going to be hunting. They'd like to sell that, and it's set up so you can see it. It's in the Richland Center area, right in RC, 383-1105. Let's welcome caller number 12. Thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
Glad it's not raining.
Yeah, it looks like it might, but at least it's not.
Yeah, exactly. I'm having a pretty good-sized rummage sale here in the City of Richland Center at 210 North Jefferson Street today. I've got nice mixes. A lot of household stuff, some holiday stuff, a vintage Schwinn bicycle, popcorn popper, an igloo drink holder, lots of variety. I'm going to stop by, find a charger, and enjoy the thrill of digging around. Hey. And I'll be here till round 2, depending on people and weather.
Okay, around 2. That's what we were going to ask. So,
yep.
All right, well, thank you, and have a good weekend.
All right, you too, Adam.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye. Well, if you're looking for a rummage sale, and who wouldn't be with citywide rummage sales going on, we can tell you about one at 210 North Jefferson right here in Richland Center. Household and holiday and vintage, and they have a vintage bikes and a popcorn popper and more. And they'll be there until about 2 o'clock, depending on, you know, weather and people and whatnot. But suffice to say, you head up there, you're gonna get a good deal today. Caller number 13, welcome to our radio show. Good morning.
Good morning. This morning I have for sale a Red Wing bowl. It's used to, you know, make bread. I have a round end table. The bottom is wrought iron and the color of black, and the top is wood. I also have for sale an easel for the floor that holds a big picture. So my number is 647-4581.
Okay, we appreciate your call. Thank you for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Number 13 has an easel that'll hold a picture. Also a round end table, wrought iron bottom, wooden top. Then a Red Wing brand bowl for making bread. At 647-4581, that is the phone number. And that was caller number 13. If you'd like to join us, tell us about your rummage sales today. Citywide rummage sale, as well as your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. 608-647-4155 is the Prime Mover number. Number 14, thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Morning. I have a 32-inch flat screen TV that used very little.
Okay.
I have a 2-basket deep fat fryer, only used very little. A brand new welder and bit, 475-0799.
Thank you for your call and have a good weekend.
Thank you, you too.
You bet. Bye-bye. Caller number 14 is selling a 32-inch flat screen television, also a 2-basket deep fryer, and then a router and a set of bits to go with it, 475-0799. Thanks for joining us, caller number 15. Good morning. You are now on Prime Mover.
Yes, I got a 1991 Ford plow truck. It's got the 7.3 motor, non-turbo in it. Good running machine. Plow works good. It's ready to go. 608-604-8105.
Thank you for calling and enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Caller number 15 is selling a 1991 Ford plow truck. It runs well, plows well, has the 7.3-liter diesel non-turbo in it. 604-8105 for more information. And that was caller number 15, which makes you caller number 16. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Say, I'm having a rummage sale at 380 West Mill, and we're only going a couple hours. And save us from all to Goodwill. We're going to half price whatever you want to offer.
Okay.
And yesterday, a guy was here, bought some paint guns, and he forgot one of the containers with tips and stuff. So if he's listening, stop back and pick him up.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you for the call. Number 16 has a rummage sale at 380 West Mill. Only going to go for a couple of hours, but they're going to give you a deal, half price or maybe more off on that. You can make an offer. And the individual who was there yesterday and purchased some paint guns, there was a couple of containers or maybe one container, I believe he said you forgot. You can head back there, 380 West Mill. Okay, so going on in the area today, we had told you, and we'll touch base on that again right now, that the junior sheep producers will be holding a brat stand. That's at the Richland Locker this morning. Also going on, as we have been talking about all day long, the Richland Center area citywide garage sales going on today. The Dayton Township and Village of Boaz spring cleanup is being held. The second annual You Matter Mental Health Awareness 5K run in Lancaster. It's the annual Richland County Tire and Electronic Recycling event from now until 11. That's going on at the Richland County Highway Shop. 2024 Eagle Township is doing a cleanup date today. The Richland Center High School FFA is holding a plant and brat sale from now until noon. That is going on to support, as mentioned, the Richland Center FFA out at the high school. Then the grand opening of the Rocco Farmers Market for the 2024 season is going from now until 12:30. One more cleanup to tell you about, spring cleanup for the town of Richwood, going on from now until 2 as well. All right, there you go. We got you caught up on some of the events. We'll have a look a little later on. We'll have a check of your forecast, Prime Mover Sports, and your calls as well. This is Prime Mover from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. Well, it's Saturday, and you know what that means. The best rock and roll request show in the Midwest on our little old radio station.
Hey, rock and rollers. I hope you'll join us Saturday night for classic rock and roll. Those were the days as we return to the retro Saturday lineup. And we'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing on WRCO, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. This is Phil Nee on behalf of the Salad Gold Dancers, hoping you'll join us. Quiet, you guys. WRCO's Those Were the Days Saturday night. We'll be featuring some groups with numbers in their names, such as 10 Years After, Four Tops, B-52s, Jackson 5, 1910 Fruit Gun Company, Fifth Dimension, U2, and many, many more. Those were the days between 6 and midnight Saturday night, featuring trivia and all kinds of fun. Sponsored in part by Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, and Jay's Ag and Turf Center. Looking for delicious meats for your graduation party? Richland Locker has you covered. Try the marinated boneless turkey breast for just $3.98 a pound. Available in flavors like butter garlic, sun-dried tomato, and garlic parmesan. Plus, the deli offers sliced roast beef for $11.98 a pound and Longhorn Colby Jack for $4.98 a pound. Don't wait until the last minute. Pre-order now for your upcoming celebration. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Visit them today and stock up on the best for your table.
Looking for some cash today? Hi, this is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a way to get cash in your pocket today. We're the area's premier gold buyer. We pay top dollar for old broken jewelry, estate jewelry, old watches, silver and gold chains, dental gold, and diamonds. A single piece or an entire estate or collection, we'll buy it all. Stop in and we will tell you the value. You can decide to sell it or keep it. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and today, 10 to 1.
Loss of sleep, feeling tired for no reason, feeling low or anxious, hearing voices. If you are experiencing these symptoms, they shouldn't be ignored or brushed aside in hopes they will go away. Like other diseases, we need to address mental health concerns early, identify the underlying illness, and plan an appropriate course of action on a path towards overall health. Take a mental health screening and find out more at mentalhealthamerica.net. May is National Mental Health Month. This message has been brought to you as a public service from WRCO.
Trim your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Molding, stairs, baseboards, columns, plus those trendy interior rustic barn doors are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the design team about Western Building Products at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Good morning and welcome back to today's show. This is Prime Mover. My name is Adam Hess. Our phone line is open at 608-647-4155 with your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Great big good morning out in Mesa to the Jensen Street crew this morning joining us a couple of hours behind time-wise. So we appreciate the early up and Adam today. It's 8:52 Central Time. We're at 52 degrees. We're back to the phone lines. And we're going to find caller number 17. Welcome to today's show. Good morning.
Morning, Adam. I got a 24-foot motorhome for sale, an 18-foot camper, and I have a little trailer to pull behind a motorcycle. The number is 608-475-1685. I'm in right on the highway of in Hub City.
In Hub City. All right. Big, beautiful Hub City. All right. Hey, we appreciate the call, and you have a good weekend.
You too, bud.
Hey, will do. Bye-bye. If you're heading out towards Hub City, you may want to stop by. They've got some goodies out there. A 24-foot motorhome, an 18-foot camper, and then a little trailer that you pull behind a motorcycle at 475-1685. Caller number 18, welcome to our radio show. This is WRCO's Prime Mover. Good morning.
Good morning. Today, excuse me, I have for sale a 250 Honda 4-stroke dirt bike, 1996 model. I also have a sawmill for sale, and then two John Deere tractors, one 630 gas and one 720 diesel, and they both run. My number is 608-306-2782. Thank you.
We appreciate the call. Thank you for dialing us up. This is a fun dirt bike. I had a 175. I had a 185 Honda. And then this one's even bigger yet, and it's back from the cool era in my mind. It's a 1996 250cc four-stroke. They also have a sawmill and then a couple of John Deere tractors, a 630 gas, 720 diesel. And the phone number is 306-2782. Let's see who caller number 19 is. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Yeah, I have a 14-foot Lund boat with a Johnson motor on for sale. And I also have a 3-ton Lennox AC central air unit. And my number is 608-604-6647.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you for the call. Yeah. Have a good weekend. Always great to hear from you. Caller number 19, selling a 14-foot Lund boat, has a Johnson on it. Also a 3-ton Lennox central AC unit. More information at 604-6647. At the top of the 9 o'clock hour, we will have a look at your weekend forecast from our meteorologist, Tony Schumacher. Right now, we're going to hit up caller number 20. Thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Adam. Today I have a 6x12 home-built trailer. It's got a good deck in it. It's a good wood hauler. It's well-built. I'm asking $375 for that one. I have a pair of 13.6x28 tractor tires, normally for your Fords or smaller Internationals. They're in good usable condition. I'm asking $225 for the pair of those. And then we're having a multifamily sale out here 1 mile south of Richland Center on Highway 80 South by Crestview Drive, and a variety of items there. And curb alert, the free pile is growing. So as the day goes on, the free pile is going to get larger out here by the road. So
all right,
you want to come early and make your selections. So
sounds great. And how about a phone number for the tires
on the deck?
604-2521. 604-2521. Sounds great. And you have a good Saturday.
You too. All thank right. you. And hold off the rain for a few
hey, moments. You know what? I'd be okay if it held off until like next week. But no, you know what? Nobody really asks me. I don't have a say in it.
Okay. But thanks anyway.
Yeah, you bet. Good talking to you. Have a great weekend. Number 20, first request was, or actually I guess it was the last one, but maybe the biggest one. Yeah, have that rain hold off so we can get through these rummage sales. For sale, a 6x12 home-built trailer. It's got a good deck on it. A pair of 13.6x28 tractor tires. Your smaller Ford International size. They're good serviceable tires. And then a rummage sale, multifamily, 1 mile south of RC on Highway 80 right near Crestview Drive. They have a big free pile as well, so you can stop out there. Give them a call, 604-2521. Caller number 21, thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. I have a 16-foot Coleman canoe, the heavy-duty plastic that Coleman makes, green. It has been paddled for a few miles, but has lots left in it. If you'd like to see it, give me a call at 608-393-0038. leave a message if I don't answer, and I'll call you back. It's in the Reedsburg area.
Okay.
And good luck to all the trout fishermen out there today.
Oh, yeah. They're gonna be out and about in droves. We appreciate that. You have a good weekend.
Good weather for them.
You got that right. You're absolutely correct. Thanks for the call. So number 21 has a 16-foot Coleman canoe. It's been well used, but lots of love and life left in this one, green in color, in the Reedsburg area. 393-0038 for caller 21. Number 22, thank you for dialing up the Old Prime Movers show. How can I help you?
Hello.
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I got a grow with charcoal in the field, a round table, a coffee table. It's my phone number is 383-1092. I live at 2075 East Preston Drive, if they want to come look at it.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for the call.
For $27.
Okay, sounds good. We appreciate that. Caller number 22 has a round table and a coffee table and other items, and you can stop out if you want or give them a call, 2075 East Preston here in town, or you can phone 383-1092. Caller number 23, you're live on the radio show. This is Prime Mover. Good morning.
Good morning. I have two vehicles for sale. One is a 2004 blue Malibu Chevrolet. Asking $500. A 2001 Red Jimmy. It has a transmission issue. It won't go into third gear. And I'm asking $800 for that. The number to call is 1-608-545-0006. And this is in the Yuba area.
Okay. Hey, thank you for the call and have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Number 23 has a 2004 Malibu. That's a Chevrolet. Asking $500 out of that. They have a 2001 red GMC Jimmy. Has a tranny issue. Won't go into third gear. $800 firm on